Blog Talk Radio.
Wausau Police Department.
Wausau.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Thank you, Caden.
Good. Thanks.
And for more information about New Heights Educational Group after the show, or if you want to volunteer for New Heights Educational Group, please visit www.newheightseducation.org. Contact us at our phone number at 419-786-0247 or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Today we're going to be interviewing our special guest, Mr. Keith Torbett. So, Keith, why don't we start off with you explaining how you came in contact with New Heights Educational Group and what brought you to be interested in the organization?
Well, actually, Caden, it was purely by chance that I came across New Heights. If you remember 4 or 5 years ago, Walt Disney had a program where you could volunteer for a local organization, and by volunteering, they would give you a pass for any one of their parks. Well, my youngest son was going through Wausau High School at the time, and they had a group. He's in the band. The band was going down to Walt Disney to march in the Main Street Parade. So I already had one pass, but I needed an additional pass, so I was looking to volunteer somewhere, and I just came across New Heights because they were just down the street, and they were looking for a grant writer, and that's what I do for the police department.
Awesome. So after you came in contact with New Heights, you said that you worked mainly as grant writer. Have you expanded on this role in New Heights or have done anything else for the organization?
Well, really, I've tried to help empower Pam and several of the other people at New Heights to get more proactive in working with the grants. I've been helping, if they've run across a grant, they're working on something, she will bounce ideas off me. If I see something, I will send it to her if I think it's a good fit for their organization. The biggest thing with grants is a lot of times people look too big. They want to throw everything into the pot instead of breaking it up into little chunks.
Yes.
I hear you laughing there, Pam, because you're really guilty of that.
Yes, yes, I am, because I was new. I didn't know anything about grant writing. It's true.
Yeah, you want to try for, get one grant that will do everything instead of five or ten grants that will do a little bit but will get you to your ultimate goal.
Yes. And one of the things Keith did for us and continues to try to do is he more or less, when we would find a grant, we would go through the process of filling it out. I would send it to him. He'd kind of proofread it and make us think and make me think about, okay, the kind of questions I was answering, how I was answering. So it was more of almost a training, how to really do it to make us more independent.
Yeah, there was a couple of times that I said, okay, call me at the office so we can discuss this. We actually had to sit down one time so I could, take her by the hand and get her through the actual grant writing process.
Yes. I think more than once, Keith. I think you're being kind.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
So obviously you've been with New Heights for a few years now. What kept you wanting to volunteer for New Heights? What attracted you to remaining as a very faithful and helpful volunteer?
Well, it's Pam's passion for the New Heights. Let's face it, that's what keeps New Heights going. And it's a sorely needed service. I mean, there are way too many latchkey kids in the world that need somewhere that they can go and someone that can actually talk to them and work with them and get them the help that they need.
Mm-hmm. So Brittany, about that. Oh, go on, Pamela.
No, I just said thank you. And for adults too. I mean, we just got a new student this week that, you know, growing man and he can't read to his kids and those kind of things, it really gets to me. And, you know, you just don't like to see those things happen.
No.
Mm-hmm. So talking about, and that's the perfect segue into some of the issues that New Heights is trying very hard to overcome, what do you believe that you could definitely can see from volunteering at New Heights and being around the issues yourself? What are some of the challenges that you think is facing education and society as a whole when it comes to education?
Well, you've got, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you didn't have the competition that you have now. You don't have, you know, now kids get their sources from the media, the internet. They're inundated. They've got to start at such an early age. When I was going through school, you know, you started getting reading skills in the second, third, fourth grade. Now, if you're in kindergarten and you're not reading, you're behind the times. You've got to, you know, really pick it up. And a lot of these kids don't have the support system that they need at home
yeah.
or outside the school. And let's face it, the schools are having funding cuts. The teachers' aides are going away. The class sizes are getting larger. The kids are not getting the one-to-one instruction that they need.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And have you experienced any of this with your children or children that you have relationships with, like nieces or nephews, things that you've seen people complain about their schools?
Well, I also mentor an hour a week at our local primary school here, and it's just amazing how in just a year's time, working with these kids and giving them the one-on-one attention, how they grow and progress within their reading skills, their writing skills, in just that short amount of time. If you do it, you know, if you can sit down with someone for more than that, for several years, you can really, truly make a difference.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that. I mean, we usually meet with them 3 hours a week, depending on what subject, especially for reading and math. And, boy, you could see a huge difference in, you know, spending 3 hours a week with someone compared to even that hour. They just grow and they blossom. I mean, in general, what we've seen spending that kind of time is 9 months. In 9 months' time, they usually jump at least a grade to two grade levels in reading. So that's pretty impressive from what we've been faced
mm-hmm.
with.
So Keith, you mentioned just recently that you think definitely the support group for the children and spending that time really makes a difference. Do you have any other things that you think would help the system to be more efficient and more beneficial to the children through it as far as meeting their educational needs?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, there's a lot of things that they need. I mean, a kid's almost like a sponge. They want to succeed. They want to learn. You know, they have the need there. They just have to have people that are willing to help them, you know, make that step and show some interest in what they want and how what their well-being's like.
So now bringing us back to talking about your specific role for New Heights, I know, obviously, you mentioned half jokingly that there were some issues in the beginning, just trying to assess what Ashley Grant should accomplish, like you said, breaking up the goals into smaller goals in order to product. Was there anything else that you experienced when writing grants or for New Heights or in general for your job that could sometimes make the process difficult? Any challenges that you've come across?
The biggest problem right now is the funding cuts. I mean, now people, the competition for grants is getting so stiff, and you've got, instead of having maybe 10, 15 people applying for the same grant, you may have 100, 150 people applying for these small grants. So you've got to have a, number one, you've got to have a good program. You've got to have something that works, and a good, successful track record. Otherwise, you're not going to get the funding because there are so many people out there that are looking for this money. And you've got to be able to write the grants and write it the way they want it, because that's what they're looking at to eliminate some of these people to make their job easier to get the money out to the sources.
Right. Yeah, and one of our obstacles, too, is I can't do everything. I used to try to do everything, but that's not really realistic for New Heights. And so to get more people to help with the actual grant writing has been my largest obstacle, because I'll have people that are all excited and they'll come on board and they'll say, yeah, we really want to help. And then they may work on half a grant and find out it's not as easy as they thought. They drop out of grant writing. So having assistance for me in that department is a huge deal. And you know, having... You know, I have a lot of volunteers, but I don't necessarily have anyone that helps me run things day to day or make calls or like a secretary, you know. So that's a big issue for us. It's a constant battle to try to be and do the things we need to do at the time scale we should be doing them, and then also serve people and try to oversee kids too. I mean, you know, it's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
And with the grants, you almost have to have someone that the person that writes it needs to be the person that administers it, or at least is able to teach someone else how to properly administer it. There's just so many hoops that you have to jump through to get this money and successfully keep the money. Because even though you get a grant, if you don't follow the instructions and do what they ask, they'll take the money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel a huge responsibility. I mean, we've received some smaller grants here in town, and until we use the money in the way that I promised, I won't go back to them until I have something to show them and ask for any more. I mean, I'm adamant about that. I mean, we'll send letters of updates and so forth, trying to keep them, you know, up to date. But, you know, I don't want to start asking for money just for the sake of asking money. So until we have enough people that are also willing to pay for some services, because we can't serve everybody for free anymore, you know, there's that too. And that's also an obstacle for us is, you know, I want to be accountable and I want people to feel like, yes, you know, our money has went exactly the way we wanted, and this is the kind of growth they've had. And if I don't feel like we've done that, then, you know, I try to be upfront about it, you know, but at the same time, I'm not going to ask them for another penny until I make their funds count. So, you know, it's frustrating for me, but at the same time, you know, I go in these circles of, you know, if we weren't here offering it to Joe, Susan, whatever, you know, then they wouldn't receive services. So I know that what we're doing is meaning something to some people, even if it's not the number of people that I wish it was at right now. And that's for a reason, too. I mean, it's just difficult.
Yeah, and it definitely requires a lot of attention and dedication. And I see that every day, especially with Pamela, who's always, like you said, teeth so enthusiastic and so dedicated to New Heights. Also one of the reasons why I really enjoy volunteering for New Heights. Which brings us to our next question. Why do you think that the role of volunteers is so important to nonprofits in our community and specifically to New Heights?
Well, let's face it, if you don't volunteer, most nonprofits wouldn't be in existence. They cannot afford to pay for all the time and personnel and things that need to be done in order to stay afloat. I mean, you've got to have volunteers to help out. For every volunteer that helps out, that's $10, $15 an hour that can go somewhere else. Even if you're only volunteering an hour or two, it's a tremendous amount of money and that is brought in. A lot of these grants also you can use in kind. So just by someone volunteering their services gives New Heights, a large chunk of in kind contribution that they can use towards a grant to service the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
and we've done that, actually. That's true, because I think that helped us get the Verizon grant of $10,000 about 2 years ago. So just that fact alone, because of the in-kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And besides, the use of volunteers is you can pull in people from all walks of life, from police officers like myself to bankers to politicians to factory workers to housewives, that have a whole different view and take on the world and really broaden the students' experience.
Yes.
Definitely. I know that I myself have learned a lot from all the volunteering that I've been able to do at New Heights and other places and just communicating with different people, sometimes from all over the world, and like you said, from different walks of life, is not only beneficial to the organization, but I think also as a volunteer is very beneficial. So also about volunteering, Pamela has shared that you do a lot of volunteering within your community, not just necessarily with New Heights. What are some of the other activities that you do in the community and your involvement?
Well, I'm on the board of directors for the First Call for Help. I also sit on the board of directors for the Center for Child and Family Advocacy. I'm a part of the Wasatch Masons. I belong to the Fulton County Fraternal Order of Police. I serve with the Ohio Association of Chiefs of Police as on their education committee and also on the Law Enforcement Foundation through the Ohio Association of Chiefs of Police, on the board that oversees the Police Executive Leadership College, as well as the Certified Law Enforcement Executive Program. Boy Scout volunteer for 20-some years.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sure there's a few others that I'm probably...
United Way, wasn't it?
Didn't yes, I've helped out with United Way. I've done a lot of presentations for the United Way for First Call for Help. I was also on the board for Women and Family Services, which was a nonprofit agency out of Defiance that unfortunately went under due to loss of revenue, loss of grant.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, that's too bad.
They were there 30-some years and had to close their doors just because, money crunch.
Oh, my.
Wow. So as a volunteer for New Heights, what are some of the goals that you would like to see New Heights accomplish or the achievements that you would like to see in your time as a volunteer for New Heights?
I guess the number one goal would actually have Pam to have something other than just New Heights, because she's pretty much 100% committed to it. And they'd be pretty much a self-standing organization that has its own place. brick and mortar building where people would be able to come to and know that that's what it's there for and the services they can provide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I think people would be more apt to come to us too than to come to my home or to you know, some of the buildings that we've been blessed enough to use around town. But
mm-hmm.
that's one of my goals too. But again, challenges.
Mm.
Yeah, that is a major challenge for anyone, because anybody that has written grants knows that the brick and mortar grants are very, very difficult to get a hold of. Most grant funders want to fund programs. They
yep.
want to fund services. They want something that they can see, touch and feel, and that there's, you know, and most of them don't want to fund buildings. They just, that's not their thing. It's very difficult to find those grants or foundations that are willing to give that money up for basic construction.
Yeah.
So how did in general did you become interested in grant writing and working? I know you said that you're a grant writer for the police department.
Right.
What made you want to be a grant writer, and how did you obtain those skills?
Well, I've been a police officer 29 years now. I'm currently the chief of police here for the city. But as a patrolman back in the 90s, we had a lot of domestic violence and sexual assaults going on in the city of Wauseon. It was, I guess, not any more than anywhere else, but I just noticed that, you know, in 1 year we had 90 cases, and from looking at it, I could only see where 9 people out of those 90 ever got any victim advocate services or ever went for counseling. You know, after they filed their report, we lost track of them. We couldn't see where they had got any help whatsoever after filing the report. So I went to the chief at the time, showed him this information, and asked him if he would mind if I tried to write a grant for a locally based victim advocate. Well, I wrote that one. I muddled through it, got through it, and we were awarded it. And ever since then, I've been writing. We've got it for 17 years in a row now. And we've been able to keep a victim advocate in the city of Wauseon for Fulton County for 17 years without it costing any money to the city of Wauseon or Fulton County. This is all done through grant funds and donations from the community.
Okay.
How?
So you started this and then you just continued it because of the success that you you had with the initial one.
And he's good at it.
Once you write one, and then the second one is a little bit easier, and after you write the third or fourth one, people expect you to write them after that. So I've lost count. I'm almost up to $2 million in grant funds brought in for the city of Wauseon.
Wow, that's amazing that you were able to be a big contributor to most of that. It's quite incredible.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Yeah, and it's funny because I feel like Keith has taught me more about grant writing than anyone else. And even though I've had other grant writers that have had experience working with me, he's really the one that's helped me. And one of our greatest advocates, Marianne Hurst, she, you know, has a master's and, you know, English and so forth, and she's helped me. And she says I'm a grant writer, but I still don't feel like a grant writer. I mean, not compared to what Keith does or what I've seen other people do. I still just don't feel that I'm a true grant writer like, you know, Keith is. But I do my best.
I mean, I've written some grants for school. We had a grant writing class, and I remember how difficult it was to follow the guidelines for different grants, to know if you're filling out all your information thoroughly enough or too thoroughly. And definitely budgeting was one of the main things that was very difficult for me. So I was wondering, Keith, if you had any advice to people who are trying to pursue grants and trying to write grants for the first time or have had not so much experience in it, if you could kind of walk us through the process that you went through when you were first trying to figure out how to best construct a grant.
Are you there?
Maybe the call had dropped.
I don't know. It's still showing up. Keith, are you there? Can you hear us? I think we may have lost them.
Yeah, we might have. Well, we can try. Let me see if I can reach him on my cell phone.
Okay. Maybe put it on speaker if you can.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'll call him. So let's see. Mm-hmm. Always technical difficulties sometimes. Let me put this on speaker.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, audience.
Yes, sorry. You know, sometimes we have things that occur out of our control with this with technology.
Yep. Oh, I think he's calling in on another number, or hold on a second. Hello?
Hello?
Keith? Hello? Keith, is that you?
Hello? Maybe his connection, wherever he is not very, very good, unfortunately. Let's see. I'll dial him again. Yeah, it said when I tried to dial him that there was network difficulty, so unfortunately he might be in an area where the connection has gone out for some reason. Pamela? Well, apologize once again, audience. I think that we are all experiencing some difficulties either with the internet or with our individual phones. So unfortunately, we may have to end the episode here as I can't get in contact with Pamela or with Keith. But we very much
do
thank Keith. Oh, you're back? Okay.
Yeah, okay. But thank you, yes. Yeah. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Keith, for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a topic for next week?
Well, we're thinking next week what I wanted to talk about specifically as we approach prom, at least for my school, and as children are going off to college soon, what I thought would be a good topic to discuss is alcohol and drug safety and driving safety. I know that it's usually brought up this time of year with programs such as... what's it called? There's a program at my school that we have where they introduce, you know, families that have lost their children to drunk driving and things like that. Rude Awakenings is the program. So I thought that would be a good topic to discuss.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll see you next week at our normal time, Saturday, the 20th.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, audience.
Well, thank you for having me, Pam.
Oh, Keith, it's good to have you back. Thank you.
Yeah.